All right, so when we talk about fluids in the body, what fluid are we talking about?
Water.
When we say electrolytes, what do we mean? Ions that are dissolved in water, and a few non-ions. And what's the major non-ion we're going to talk about? Glucose. All right, so the major positive ion in the blood is? Positive. Sodium. It's so important that wherever sodium goes, water will follow. All right, we ended with calcium, phosphate, magnesium, and now we're going to actually just go ahead and jump right into elementary as opposed to elementary. Acid-base balance. Now, your body wants to maintain a relatively neutral pH. And so it has some buffering systems that are designed to absorb both acid and base. So the two big buffer systems, the two we're going to talk about, are carbonic acid and bicarbonate. Now, what controls carbonic acid? What controls the amount of carbonic acid? Breathing in. So what organ? Lungs. All right, what is the organ that's in charge of regulating bicarbonate? It's the kidneys. So anytime we talk about carbon dioxide, I want you to write the word respiratory right next to it because the lungs take care of it. Carbonic acid, carbon dioxide, same thing. Now, bicarbonate. No, wait, no, stop. Don't say that. All right. So now, when we talk about venous blood, carbon dioxide equals bicarbonate. But that's the only time.
That's the only
time. Yeah. We're talking about real carbon dioxide now. Real carbon dioxide turns into carbonic acid. So next to carbon dioxide, you're going to write acid. Then you're also going to write respiratory. Now, bicarbonate is controlled by the kidneys, so you're going to say metabolic. So write metabolic next to it, and then write alkaline. All right, so if bicarbonate is low, we would call that metabolic acidosis. If bicarbonate is high, we would call that metabolic alkalosis. Now, with respiratory carbonic acid, if the carbon dioxide is high, we would call that respiratory acidosis. And if it's low, we would call that respiratory alkalosis. All right. So, CO2 on a BMP means bicarb. CO2 on a BMP means bicarb. The normal is 22 to 26. So, let's put a little added thing on that. The only time CO2 means carbon dioxide is if you see the letters PA in front of it. So if you see PaCO2, that means carbon dioxide. PA stands for the arterial pressure, or pressure of arterial carbon dioxide. This is actual carbon dioxide gas. This is what will turn into carbonic acid. CO2 by itself really means bicarb. And I did not come up with this silliness. If it were up to me, I would change the way it's done. But this is the way it is done, so you just have to get over it and not be confused. All right, now, what's the red text say there? Okay, Acidosis causes hyperkalemia. It's the pH that causes the K, not the K that causes the pH. pH, acidosis, causes changes in potassium, not the other way around. So repeat after me. pH affects potassium. pH affects potassium. pH affects potassium. Faster. Louder. More feeling. All right. Now, in metabolic acidosis, the very first thing you want to think, anytime you see acidosis, you want to think potassium, and which way, high or low? High. Now, for some of you, you're going, well, why is that? Go ahead and ask. Why is that? Well, that's a very good question. Now, what do we say was the major ion pump in your body? The sodium-potassium pump. But there's some others. There's one that's called a hydrogen-potassium pump, also called a proton pump. So here's our cell membrane. Here's our pump. And this is going to pump hydrogen and potassium. Now, let's imagine for a moment that this particular membrane is in your kidney. Now, if you've got acidosis, by definition, acidosis is too much what? Too much hydrogen. So now what your cells are going to do, your kidneys, but other cells as well, is they're going to start using their hydrogen potassium pumps, and they're going to pump hydrogen out of the blood. And in order to do that, what do they have to bring back into the blood? They have to bring potassium back in. So what you're going to get is you're going to get an excess of potassium because your body is exchanging hydrogens for potassiums, because it's trying to lower the potassium. This is going to be, well, in this case, if it's the kidney, it'll be, it's extracellular. The hydrogen is extracellular, the potassium is intracellular, and being pulled back into the blood. So what we're going to do is we're going to push hydrogen out of the blood, into cells and into urine, and we're going to pull the potassium into the blood from urine and from cells. So that's the reason why in pH, potassium goes up. But what's the driving factor? pH, the acidity. All right, some other effects of acidosis: drowsiness, confusion, headache, and coma. Cardiovascular, lower blood pressure, dysrhythmias. The dysrhythmias are going to be mediated by the potassium. So anytime you have a patient who's got a low pH, high acid in their blood, you're going to think potassium dysrhythmia. So it should go acid potassium dysrhythmia. Say it. Acid potassium dysrhythmia. That was beautiful. Now, GI, you can have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. In the respiratory, you're going to have an increased respiration. Why would you have increased respiration? Yeah, your lungs are trying to compensate for the acid. So they're trying to go and blow off extra carbon dioxide, which will raise the pH and lower the amount of acid in the blood. So your body will compensate for this metabolic acid by changing the way your lungs work. All right, metabolic alkalosis. Now, if acidosis causes high potassium, then we expect alkalosis to cause low potassium. And it's the same reason, except, you know, the sodium-potassium pumps, except now they're working in reverse. So, neuro, dizziness, irritability, nervousness, confusion. Cardiovascular, high heart rate, dysrhythmias, again mediated by the potassium. So if we say pH is high, we've got alkaline, potassium, dysrhythmia. So no matter which way it is, if there's a pH imbalance, you're going to think potassium, dysrhythmia.
Right.
So if we couldn't control the pH and we couldn't control the potassium, then we would need to take them to an ICU or to a progressive care unit where their heart can be constantly monitored, because there's a very good chance that they could get a dysrhythmia and die unless you can correct those things. With GI, nausea, vomiting, and anorexia, neuromuscular, tetany, tremor, paresthesia, seizures, and respiratory, you're going to get the opposite. Now your body's going to hold on to extra acid by slowing down the breathing rate. All right, so this is our normal values. You need to memorize these numbers over here. These venous numbers, you don't really need to know these. What you need to know are the arterial numbers. So pH, the normal is 7.35 to 7.45. So what you can remember is, what's the average of these two numbers? 7.4. So 7.4 is what we would call neutral blood, plus or minus 0.05. 7.4 plus or minus 0.05. PaCO2. Notice the Pa? Now this means true carbon dioxide. 35 to 45. Bicarbonate, 22 to 26. Notice that it is the same number as the venous side. So what you learn for your BMP, the bicarbonate, which is CO2, same number for arterial bicarbonate. Then we have the pressure, our PaO2, the arterial pressure of oxygen, which is 80 to 100. Then we have what's called oxygen saturation, or SaO2, saturation, and that is going to be 96 to 100. This is the same thing that's measured when you put the pulse ox on a person's finger. This last number, you don't need to base excess, you don't need to memorize that. So what we need to memorize are these numbers up here. All right, now there are six steps to interpreting blood gases, and I don't think these are the ones I like so wonderfully. They're okay. All right, so first thing we're going to do is we're going to take a blood gas, and we're going to evaluate the pH. Then we're going to analyze the PaCO2, then analyze the bicarb, then we're going to determine if it's balanced or not, and then we're going to do some other stuff. So let's practice one. Who has their sheet in front of them, their acid-base worksheet? All right, someone give me the first one. We'll do it all together on the board. And then we'll let you do the next one. Let me see it. Let me see it. And actually, I've only put the first part of it on there. I have not put the oxygen level on there because we're going to talk about the oxygen part when we get to respiratory. So this is only the acid-base part of the blood gases. So actually, you could probably get away without memorizing the O2, PaO2 for now. But you didn't hear that from me. Never talk and write at the same time. You'll write what you're thinking instead of what you're saying instead of what you're thinking. All right, so we have PaCO2 of 25. We have a pH of 7.46. And we have a bicarb level. Number one. You don't? Yeah, it's number one of the acid base, not the electrolyte part. So it's toward the end of the thing. All right, so we've got PaCO2 of 25, pH of 7.46, bicarb of 20. Now, the first thing you're going to do is next to carbon dioxide, you're going to write down what word?
Respiratory.
Now, carbon dioxide gives us acid or base. Okay, so carbon dioxide turns into carbonic acid. So if the number is low, it'll be considered alkalosis. If the number is high, it will be considered acidosis. So in this case, 25, PaCO2 of 25, is that an acidosis or an alkalosis? All right, so we're going to put respiratory alkalosis. Now let's come down and let's look at bicarb. Bicarbonate, next to the word bicarbonate, we're going to put metabolic. Now, bicarb is base or acid? It's a base. So if we have low base, that would be considered, all right, if the base is low, then acidosis. If the base is high, then it'll be alkalosis. So in this case, the bicarb is low. So that's going to mean acidosis. All right. So now we know that our patient has respiratory alkalosis and metabolic acidosis. So what's the problem? Does he have a kidney problem or does he have a lung problem? Well, you don't know yet. Because what we have to do next, we have to look at the pH. So, the pH, what was our normal range of pH? 7.35 to 7.45. So, 7.4 is the exact center, right? So, would this be considered alkaline or acid? This would be alkaline. Now, when it comes to the overall, we don't call it osis, we call it emia. So, he has alkemia. Or if you want to say alkalinemia, I guess you could say that. All right. We've done the big job now. We're almost there. So our next step, which of these, the respiratory or the metabolic, matches our overall? Respiratory. So what we're going to do is we're going to write down primary respiratory alkalosis now. Is the metabolic the opposite or the same as the respiratory? Is the metabolic, we've got metabolic acidosis, is that the same direction? Is it normal or is it opposite? So it's the opposite. So it's respiratory alkalosis, metabolic acidosis. What that means is our kidneys are trying to compensate for our respiratory problem. So in this case, we would write primary respiratory alkalosis with, and the word is compensatory metabolic acidosis.